We're back on with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. Thanks for some more of your time.
Absolutely. Anytime, Adam.
I know you're busy there, and if for those that have never been to your bait shop, one of the coolest things I like about your shop is your minnow tanks are actually in-ground concrete tanks that stay very cool even in the heat of summer, and you got some more out back too, right?
Yes, that's where we keep our spearing decoys and like that.
Yeah, the big ones. Speaking of which, before we get to the walleye, let's talk pike fishing. I imagine you're selling some suckers and tip-ups.
Oh, absolutely. For our tip-ups, don't forget we've got the iFish Pro. We got some good jig sticks here and, you know, windlass tip-ups and all sorts of stuff like that. For minnows, we've got our small suckers. We've got our pike suckers. We got spearing decoys. We'll set you up for them pike.
And remind folks again what a spearing decoy, how big is that?
Well, right now we've just got our average size ones that are 12 to 17. As the season progresses and they get a little more aggressive out there, we'll go the 16 to 25.
Wow. That's a big sucker minnow right there. I wouldn't even call that a minnow. That's a full-grown fish. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about where they're finding those pike. Which lake is doing better, have you heard?
You know, right now they're getting some smaller pike out of South Lake, but they're getting some, you know, 30 to 34 inches out of Big Lake right now, too. And they're finding them in 6 to 10 foot of water right now. I got a few guys going a little deeper, but it seems 6 to 10 seems to be the optimum right now.
There's still a lot of weeds in South Lake, typically more weeds in South Lake than Big Lake, right?
Yeah, they're still finding some weeds out there, so that's a good thing.
All right, let's talk walleye fishing. Very few walleye reports coming in this week. Some, especially on this fresh ice down on Little Bay to Knock, but as far as the rest of the UP, boy, it's been sparse for walleye reports. What about in your area?
We've got some guys that's getting some decent eaters and like that. Seems to be they're doing the golden shiners on the tip-ups and using some small suckers and then the blues for jigging. If they seem to stick to that, they seem to do better.
And are they finding them in any type of water or one lake better than another?
You know, I got guys fishing both, and they seem to be getting some eyes out of both of them. Here again, the 5 to 8 feet. The ones that's jigging, they're still using the lead head jigs, the purple, the pink, the green chartreuse. That seems to be the kick colors right now. And I got a hot tip on these Lindy glow spoons. The guys seem to like those. We've got the fire tigers, the pinks, the orange tigers. We carry the glow sticks for them. The guys seem to really like them.
So, yeah, I've been getting great reports actually from the far western end of the UP with those on Lake Ogibbic. Kind of explain what you do. I mean, they can't be very big, and the glow stick's got to be tiny, right?
Yeah, it is. There's a little tool that comes with it where you can stick the glow stick down in there and change it. But they seem to work quite well. The guys are really impressed with them.
Huh, that's interesting. I'll look forward to hearing more reports about those, it sounds like, this year. So good walleye fishing in your area. Not necessarily on fire, I surmise, from your report, but it sounds like it's decent, and they're getting a few eater walleye, so that's good news. Let's talk a little bit about what else you got going on in your shop there as far as Christmas shopping and just in general letting folks know what you have.
Well, we've got the FL8 Gens pack if somebody wants to get into the electronics, which is always very helpful going out there after those fish. We keep them charged right up so you can just take them right out of the box and use them if you want to.
Nice.
We've also got our electric ion augers, which them are the number one selling auger around here. They're just an awesome unit. We've got our propane Eskimos and gas ones, of course, too. The guys are having fun getting new stuff if they want it for Christmas. And if you guys are looking for snowshoes, we have a full selection of snowshoes here, too. We stock the Expeditions. We go from the smaller ones right up to the big ones for 350-pounders. So.
We can take care of you. That's a good selection right there. All right. Well, your Frostbite Pike Contest is what date in January?
January 26th. That's a Saturday. It's still $20 to enter, $500 for first place, prizes out to fifth.
So January 26th, get that on your calendar, and you can make plans to go to Curtis. I'm sure there's plenty of places open for folks to stay in the middle of winter if they want to participate in that. So I appreciate your time, Mick.
Hey, thank you, Adam.
Let's get fishing.
Won't hurt us to go to Curtis.
Mick and Mick's Bait Shop here on The Outdoor Show.